Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of pectoralis major, found under the anatomy section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to the pectoralis major. In terms of its origin, the clavicular head of the pectoralis major originates on the anterior surface of the medial half of the clavicle. The sternocostal head of the pectoralis major originates on the anterior surface of the sternum, the superior six costal cartilages, and the aponeurosis of the external oblique muscle. With regards to its insertion, remember that the pectoralis major inserts on the lateral lip of the intertubercular groove of the humerus. In regards to its action, remember that the pectoralis major helps to adduct and medially rotate the humerus. It draws the scapula anteriorly and inferiorly. When it acts alone, the clavicular head flexes the humerus and the sternocostal head extends it. In terms of its innervation, remember that it is innervated by the lateral and medial pectoral nerves. The clavicular head receives innervation from C5 and C6, whereas the sternocostal head receives innervation from C7, C8, and T1. And lastly, in terms of its arterial supply, remember that it is supplied by the pectoral branch of the thoracoacromial trunk. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to pectoralis major, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 56-year-old woman is referred to a plastic surgeon for breast reconstruction approximately 18 months after undergoing a right modified radical mastectomy for breast cancer. Physical exam demonstrates atrophy of the lower lateral pectoralis major muscle. Damage to which of the following nerves during mastectomy is the most likely cause of her atrophy? And the answer choices are: Choice 1, long thoracic. Choice 2, intercostal brachial. Choice 3, medial pectoral. Choice 4, lateral pectoral. Or choice 5, lateral intercostal. The best answer to this question is choice 3, medial pectoral. The lateral aspect of the pectoralis major is supplied by the medial pectoral nerve, a branch of the brachial plexus. The pectoralis major muscle is innervated by branches of the brachial plexus. The medial and lateral pectoral nerves are named for their origin points in the brachial plexus, not for their respective portions of the pectoralis major muscle that they supply. The lateral pectoral nerve from the lateral cord crosses the axillary artery and vein and pierces the deep surface of the muscle, supplying the medial and superior portions of the pectoralis major. The medial pectoral nerve from the medial cord enters the deep surface of the pectoralis minor and then passes around the lateral pectoralis major muscle, where it is most vulnerable to division during mastectomy. The illustrations by Netter of the brachial plexus demonstrate the lateral pectoral nerve composed of contributors from C5 through C7 branching from the lateral cord. The medial pectoral nerve, with contributions from C8 to T1, branches from the medial cord of the brachial plexus. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. The long thoracic nerve comes off the lateral and posterior cords of the brachial plexus and supplies the serratus anterior. Damage to this nerve results in a winged scapula. Choice 2. The intercostal brachial nerve supplies the skin of the axilla and medial arm. It is often transected or transiently injured during axillary dissection. Choice 4. The lateral pectoral nerve originates from the lateral cord of the brachial plexus and innervates the medial and superior aspects of the pectoralis major muscle. Choice 5. The intercostal nerve supplies the breast, and the fourth intercostal nerve supplies the nipple and areola sensation. That's all for this review about pectoralis major. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.